Backwoods TV,
baby.
Yeah. Hey, TJ. I remember back in the day, we used to be having them talks about chicks talking about we side niggas. But I had to hit them with the remix. Check this out. It's a lot of people grilling, wanna be like me. Pockets puffy, you know I do a B.I.G. You look kinda young, girl, let me see ID. Then I meet you and your best friend in VIP. Nowadays, side chicks rolling packs like ballet. I be on my toes for that. I could be up in the streets, but I chose to rap. One fling, no ring, girl, you know the fact. M.O.B. the model, they get nothing. Like laundry day, they be trying to dig in pockets. I'm just speaking facts, the shit ain't stopping. And dudes feeding into it, the shit ain't popping. It's about time I expose it. Fresh when I slide like babies when I'm strolling. You can't stay the night, you know how I'm rolling. You a side chick, hit the roads what I told her. Girl, you look good, won't you come here, meet me in VIP? I'm about this cash, yeah, that bag, I do it B.I.G. You got a man, but he whack, you just my P.Y.G. You not my chick, just a side chick, oh yeah, it's M.O.P. Hey yo, chick talk grown, but most with games, three companies, so I threw them both in the range. Well known everywhere, most know my name, your man ain't nothing, yeah I got toes for lame. No breakfast, stones on the necklace, now she on the arm trying to slide on the guest list. Her name crossed off the checklist, so straight out the back door, next step exit. She think I'm paying for a facelift. I don't see that, like niggas in a spaceship. Get your mind right, you stuck in the matrix. I'm trying to keep it real, so it's back to the basics.
Back to the basics.
Listen, my bullshit is your fragrance. All I do is ball, but you foul like a flagrant. You can't stay the night, you know how I'm rolling. You a side chick, hit the roads, what I told her. Girl, you look good, won't you come here, meet me in VIP? I'm about this cash, yeah, that bag, I do it B.I.G. You got a man, but he whack, you just my P.Y.T. You not my chick, just a side chick, oh yeah, it's M.O.B.
Yo, 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 yo. Y'all already know the motherfucking vibe. What it do? It's your boy, Timmy Smoking Tyenora, a.k.a. Mr. I Got Bars. You already know the fucking vibes of the show. Y'all just tapped in with Backwoods TV for the record radio. You know the vibes here. Home of the independent artists, black entrepreneurs, and business owners. We do it big. Shout-outs to For the Record Radio. Shout-outs to Fly Geyser. My boy Kush Money, y'all already know. We in this bitch. It's good to be on another Thursday, yo. Shout-outs to the callers. Shout-outs to the viewers. Callers, listen. I'm going to need y'all to tap in tonight. I'm going to give y'all a chance to talk to somebody real, real important, y'all should know. It's a pleasure to have him on the show. I'm going to open up the lines in a little bit. We're going to get into a little bit of his music. Then I'm going to open up the lines for everybody to be able to talk to him, ask him questions. And we're going to keep the lines pushing. No requests tonight as far as music. I'm going to strictly, you know, he sent me a lineup, so we're going to get this going. But with that said, I want to bring my guest to the stage, to the show today. It's a pleasure having him on. Caller.
Yo.
Yo, 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 caller. What it do? Tell them what your name is and what you do.
Confirm. You know, I'm a writer, singer, I mean, producer. Everything, man. I do everything, man. Anything involving entertainment, I could do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm really, like, tapped into everything music. So that's just me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, callers, y'all are in. This is the first time. Never had an R&B artist on my show. I'm telling y'all now. This is why I said no requests tonight, because this man flooded the inbox with shit for y'all to listen to. So, first, before we get started, and I tell you a little bit about how the show works, I want to thank you and welcome you to For the Record and Backwoods TV. Thank you for tuning in and capping in with your boy.
You already know, bro. I'm just trying to be it. I'm, you know, just trying to get the people what they want to hear, whatever. I mean, just keep it simple. You know what I'm saying, I do it for the people and myself. You know what I mean, I make music for myself. I ain't gonna lie, you know. I like to give people what they want to hear. You know what I'm saying, that's why I'm switching my whole little vibe up now. You'll see when you hear the music. You know what I'm saying, it's a different feel. You know what I'm saying, it's trying to make some feel good music. Cause you know,
yeah.
Had stuff going on in the town, out the town. You know what I'm saying. So I just want to make sure everybody, you know, has something positive going on. I mean, vibes are some good music. You know what I'm saying, you know, music brings people together. Anyway, music and food. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to bring some too.
Absolutely, brother, man. Like, I could vouch for this man. This man is working. I mean, he is up working. And he is a fantastic artist and very creative. So, you know, like I said, welcome to Backwoods TV. I'm going to basically tell you how we get down here. Never have we just shut down the whole show for one artist besides my group when we did the We Made Us takeover. So congratulations on that, because you've been working, and hard work deserves recognition. So, you know, you definitely earn what you're getting tonight. So you should tap yourself on the back, bro. You've been working, and I can vouch for that, and I see it every day.
You hear that? Yeah, but I appreciate it, though, man. You know, it's all about here. I'm saying, it's all about here, bro.
All right, so usually I ask three questions, but you got a whole hour, brother, man. I'm about to open up some questions to you, and we're going to jump into some of your music right away. So before we jump into your first song, I'm going to go ahead and ask you a question. What made you start singing? And I noticed your music is very different and versatile. Do you have any type of influences that inspired you to the type of music you do or inspired to do in the future?
Well, I guess you could say I found myself. I tell people I started singing in high school, but the people reminded me, like, no, you was singing in middle school. But I never did no talent shows in middle school, nothing. I was just singing to myself. Like, music was always my own therapy, so I never did it for nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, in middle school, elementary school, whatever, if niggas heard me sing, people heard me singing, whatever, it was more or less me singing to myself. But once I got in high school, you know, that's the big boy school, you know. Everybody do everything, you know what I'm saying? So I ended up meeting people, you know what I'm saying? I ended up meeting people, specifically my god brother, Woody, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Actually, I ain't gonna lie, Carmen Johnson, that's why I was singing in Spanish class, and she was like, oh, you can really sing, blah, blah, blah. And she put me in Miss Menity's third block, you know, advanced class, whatever, I had to go audition, whatever. And that's where I met my god brother, Matthew, and it's been over ever since then. Like, that's my brother, going on almost 20 years, you know what I'm saying? And he took me to the, he brought me to this program called YEA that they had over there about six years or whatever. And from there, I learned how to record and a little bit of producing, but I didn't start producing until like 2016. I don't know, it came out of nowhere, honestly, because I was more like letting him make all my beats, and I would just record and write. You know what I'm saying? I've always been a writer. I always wrote. You know what I'm saying? I always wrote my own stuff. But I started making my own beats in 2016. I never looked back. You know what I'm saying? So now I do everything myself. I engineer myself. I write myself, and I produce myself. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what I do now. You know what I mean? And that's why the sound is different, because it's all me now. You know what I'm saying? It's all organic. It's all from me. It's from the heart. So, I mean, it's a passion. Now I got my own computer at home. So it's just like, I mean, I could just play with my own voice. I could play with different things and stuff and find new lanes. But as far as the motivation, that came from just me being a fan of music. I don't have a specific genre of music that I prefer. You know what I'm saying? I listen to anything that sounds good, even if it's a symphony orchestra. You know what I'm saying? Because I listen to instruments and everything, you know what I'm saying? And I pick up off them. That's why my music sounds so different, because I put them all together. It's like a boiling pot. My brain is like a boiling pot for music. I soak everything up that I listen to, and I put dead pieces of it into my music, like an influence, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's from a sample or it's from me just playing something, you know what I'm saying? It's just, and I play instruments a little bit, so it's just like, it's just the perfect mix up for me in my brain to come out with this stuff that I'm coming out with. I could really write to anything, like literally anything, bro. I could write a pop song, I could write a K-pop, that Korean pop, I could do anything, bro. I'm saying kids pop, whatever, like I could write anything. That's
I know that's right.
Bro, that's how I'm coming. So.
And for the people that don't know, call us, tap in, I promise you. Matter of fact, hey, Fly Kaiser, you already know what the fucking vibes is on this show, my guy. So, on this show, we got a segment, but we gonna bust this down for you right immediately. Yo, you know what this is right here?
Yeah, that's called Real Pain. The song is called Real Pain. It's a tribute to my boy Mike Price. I mean, he just got killed a few weeks ago, whatever, you know. And that's a tribute to my little brother, man. You know, I had to do it. My cousin got shot too, so you know that was just a little tribute to him. So what you're about to hear right now is Real Pain. You know what I'm saying? That's on SoundCloud right now. Not on Apple Music or nothing yet, but that's gonna be on the album too, though. So look out for that. But right now it's on SoundCloud, Real Pain, tribute to my brother Mike Price.
Bad Ben.
Mama cried talking a homicide. This ain't right, it's this life. Hold your loved ones tight, get your shit right. Sad days, couple bad days. Trying to release the grass off my past ways. It's like we're living in the last days. It's like we're living in the last days. Don't you, no, don't you take this love for granted. Cause it might not be. Trying to figure out how this came about. Everything was word of mouth. Hit my cousin like what they talking about. Got me fucked up, ready to air it out. Then I found out you was with him. Called out all the family and nobody wanna pick up. Now I'm tripping. You my fucking nigga. Cousin is the title, but this shit is fucking bigger. The way I'm feeling, but if I see him, mama, if I see him, mama. Get up, we gon' get up, and we gon' step up, pour some liquor for. Don't you, no, don't you take this love for granted, cause it might not be here tomorrow. Don't you, no, don't you take this life for granted, cause it might not be here tomorrow.
Have a moment of silence for my brother Mike Price. Rest in peace.
rest in peace, Mike Price, because I grew up with him and I actually personally know him. God bless your family and God bless your soul. May you continue to watch over us and make sure that you can protect us from the harms of the negativity of the devil. So with that said, yo, shout out to my boy, T. Franklin on the AO. You already know this fucking vibe, yo.
Bro.
That was a beautiful song, bro. No cap, that was a beautiful fucking song.
Yeah, I had to do it, man. I couldn't even, like, you know,
that's
my way of venting, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it definitely shows. I'm saying, I don't put them all out, you know what I'm saying? It's just for me to get it off my chest, you know what I'm saying? I made one for my son, you know, my son passed away almost a year ago and shit. And, I made a song for him, too. It's on Apple Music and all that. I barely listen to it or nothing, but I had to just get it off my chest. I ain't put that on here because this ain't. I mean, that would have took me to a whole nother place. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't gonna play that.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? That's my way of being. I'm saying music is like my source of everything. I do it for me. I do it for me and the people. You know what I'm saying, but a lot of times it's for me too. You know what I'm saying? Just to get some stuff off my chest. So, I mean, relieve some stress, whatever. I'm saying, it's my outlet.
I understand, yo. Because I definitely, recently lost a child as well. So, you know, I know that feeling. I was so frustrated, man. Honestly, yo. You know, I know we on the For the Record Radio, but yo, the real shit though, like I understand how you come at, because I just recently went through that same situation. And, man, I was so fucking frustrated. I ain't know what to do with myself. I went in the studio and probably did about 8 fucking songs in like 3 hours. And it was just like that. You got to get that feeling out. And I didn't stop until I felt like it was all out of me. So I salute you on that, my boy. And I mean, definitely Mike looking down on you crowd, because at least he sees the message of what you're trying to spread with that song. And for the people that haven't tapped in, yo, if you just tapping in, definitely play this show back from the beginning, yo. Like, my man just dropped a gem on you, and it was a beautiful song, and it's easy to learn. Definitely look on my Facebook for it to be posted quite a few more times, because like I said, I personally know the young man, and it's sad we lose such a positive energy. And you know, just remember, though, God is building this army for, you know, when they have to go to war, he's taking the best soldiers he got right now. And that's just what that says. So, you know, blessings on that song, though. We about to call this holding line. Call this holding line. We about to tap in, and we about to actually take the call. We're going to let some callers reach out to you and, you know, tap in with what you got going on. And then we're going to jump into another song. So with that said, caller, where you from, what you do? I got a special guest. Talk to your boy.
Oh, hey, this is Paul Mash. How you guys doing today?
What's going on, Paul? How you doing, brother, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How about your son, buddy?
Man, I'm doing blessed, yo. Beautiful show so far. I have a familiar face in the building. Shout out to Paul. He's definitely a familiar face in the whole For the Record Radio. Hey, yo, before I let you meet my guest, Paul, tell him about what you do a little bit before I jump into the introduction.
As I said, my name is Paul Mash. I have an online video show which interviews independent artists. It's called Paul Mash TV. And I've been doing it for a little over 8.5 years now, so I've been doing a long time. And matter of fact, I think I just had my 563rd episode not long ago. So, but what I do is I interview these independent artists, help get them a little exposure, because, as you know, independent artists have a hard time getting their name out there, and I help with that a little bit. And all you need is a program called Zoom, and send me a link to a video of yours from YouTube, and I'll put it all together. And a few people here for the Record Radio has been interviewed. Mike Fly Gaza, I've had him on my show twice, King Kush, De Niro 500, all of them, you know. So anybody that listens to this doesn't know about me yet, just get in touch with anybody here for the Record Radio, and they'll send it to me, and we'll get it done.
Absolutely, Paul, yo. Paul, and it's a blessing you came on, because I got somebody in the building with me today. It's a longtime friend of mine, and he is a very incredible, talented artist by the name of Kenneth Franklin. Yo, Ken, tap in with my boy Paul. He has a lot going on. He's a great friend of mine, and he's been a supporter since day one. Tap in.
Yeah, what's going on, Paul, man? I was listening, like, wow, I mean, that's a long time to be doing this, you know what I'm saying? And that's just...
Oh, that's cool, man. Have you seen my show?
I ain't see it yet, but I'm going to go look now, but I, after this, but I congratulate you on, you know, the, what do I call it, consistency, you know what I'm saying? You know, keeping it going or whatever, because a lot of people give up after a while, but I see you, you know, still doing your thing or whatever, so... I don't have no videos right now. I'm just, like, really, like, starting to build myself. Like I said, I used to do it for myself, you know what I'm saying? So now that I'm starting to do things for the people and what they want to see or hear from me, you know what I'm saying, I got to start doing some videos. So I definitely will, you know, be in touch with you soon because I'm working on something right now, a couple of things. So definitely trying to get
well,
that
as far, as far as an official video, you don't necessarily have to have that. But if you have something like a picture video where your song's playing in the background but we see a picture of you, for
example. Oh, yeah,
example,
yeah, that's... Yeah.
I can accept something like that, or a lyric video, you know, just something along those lines I can accept, so.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yes, sir. And this is what we do on Backwoods TV. This is what we do. We tap in people with other people that help push that dream of what they got going on so that they can hopefully accomplish it. And this is the beautiful thing about this show. More importantly, for the record radio, because this is what we do here. So, Paul, I'm definitely going to link you with him. He's a great R&B singer. I don't know if you heard the first song. It was a beautiful song.
Yeah, I've heard a couple of songs already since I first called, you know, for the record. So, and I enjoyed both of them. So I think I'm really going to like it. And I do all genres on my show anyway. I do. You know, they aren't the type of style of music, too, so that's not a problem with me, so.
Yes, sir, man. He's a hard-working man. Like, I vouch for it personally. He's constantly working, and, you know, I think y'all can do some big things, so I'm definitely going to try and set that link up as far as you guys and him getting on your show. And, you know, all exposure is great exposure, and also meeting new friends and possible business partners is even better. So I thank you, Paul, as usual, for calling in. You always a blessing, and I always appreciate your support. And definitely, we still got to do the interview, brother, man. We still have to do it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. You made my day, buddy. I'm just happy to help as many people as possible. So.
Yes, sir. With that said, hey, yo. Flock, guys, we ain't even going to do that. You know what this is. We not even going to do that today. Hey, yo, Flock, I need you to take me to another place. I need some more of that Penn Franklin. Let me get something else.
Yeah, 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 some with a real one. Big blunts with a real one, yeah, yeah. Does she wanna roll with a real one? Smoke blunts with a real one.
Yes, sir. Y'all already know the vibes. Y'all know what we doing here. This is what we do. This is Backwoods motherfucking TV for the record radio. Callers, do not hang up. Callers, do not hang up. Make sure y'all tap in and call in 929-477-2425. Again, that number is 929-477-2425. Y'all know the fucking vibes of what we doing. What it do, though? How y'all doing? I'm still tapped in.
Listen, man. That song, girl. That song, man. I got like three different versions of that song because I just couldn't find what I was looking for, you know what I'm saying? So I just kept, like, playing with it. I just made that change, like, a week ago, you know what I'm saying? Song a couple months old, but I just made that change, like, a week ago, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, it's not giving me what I want, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, the song, all right, but it's not hitting me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just needed it to, like, you know what I'm saying, grasp. I needed to grab something, you know what I'm saying? So that changed, bro, like, when I'm listening, I'm like, wow, man, it's like, that's just, I mean, I'm not passionate about my music, bro. Like, I could, like, listen to a song over and over, and if I don't like it, I'm going to dump it, even though somebody else like it, you know what I'm saying? Nah, I got to stop doing that, but that's what I do. If I don't like it, I dump it, and I might go back to it and play with it a little bit, and I just want it to hit me how I want it to hit everybody else, you know what I'm saying? So
My lady was jamming, though, bro, that definitely up the vibe, and it took it to a smooth, grown-up vibe, yo. See, this is what I was telling people before I brought you on the show, like, this man is talented. He can, it's not a concept of music as far as R&B that you can't give him that he's not going to body, and I speak this because he's definitely on a project of mine on the album coming out. So, and he plays no game. So, bruh, like, keep doing what you're doing, like, for real. And keep that hunger because it's inspiring. You'd be surprised who you inspire when you're doing that. Like, you think you're doing it for just you, but you're inspiring a lot of people. And I speak on, you know, for myself as well because when you see somebody constantly working, it makes you want to work. And it makes you like, okay, I got to step my shit up because there's no excuses why I can't be there. So I respect you as an artist on that level. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing, bro. Now, before we jump into another caller, I want to ask you another question. I want to tap in a little more with you, get a little more, you know, in depth with you. at what age did you start singing? And when you first started singing, I know the answer to this because I started at a young age, but it's always great hearing it from another artist standpoint. At what age did you start doing music and start singing? And how did you feel in knowing that this was what you was going to do when you got older and for the rest of your life, possibly?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I tapped into it a little bit early when I was talking about it. But, like I said, in high school, that's when I really found myself, really started doing music, like my own music. But singing, I could say I was doing it as a child, but I was more like, I was that sibling that everybody told to shut up, you know what I'm saying? Because I was always copying the song. Like, I learned how to mimic people, you know what I'm saying? Like, I used to listen to singers, and I try to sing exactly like them, you know what I'm saying? From Stevie Wonder to Patti LaBelle, to, even back in the day, I used to hit Mariah Carey notes when I was younger, you know what I'm saying? But I used to always try to sing just like the record, and I think that's what trained my voice, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't really realize what I was doing until I got older. Like, I could really sing. Before, it was just like copying somebody, you know what I'm saying? In my mind as a child, I'm thinking I'm just copying somebody. You know what I'm saying? So,
absolutely.
But once I got, I'm like, wow, like, it, like, you know what I'm saying? When you start to, you know, find yourself, it's like, wow, like, you know what I'm saying? And looking back, I've been doing this for a long time. I didn't realize it was this long. But, you know what I'm saying? And so I should probably say about like 7, 8 years old, I used to be singing in the backseat. Me and my sister, my brother in the backseat. You know what I'm saying? And the song would come on, and I'm trying to harmonize with it. I might have been off back then, I mean, my harmony probably wasn't that tight back then, so it would sound like, I could see why they told me to shut up, you know what I'm saying, because it probably sounded crazy, but, you know, I was always trying to sing with the song, or like the song, or with the song, with harmonies, stuff like that. I would never, after a while, I would never sing the regular note, I would sing, like, harmonies and stuff, but,
yeah,
I was at a young age, you know what I'm saying, and, from there, I just came to here, man. I just, you know, once you do something for a long time, you grow in it. So,
yeah,
I just grew in music. You know what I'm saying? It went from singing to writing. It went from writing, because I used to rap. I rapped first, and I was dope. I'm still dope. But I don't push myself.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know. Oh, I know. Oh, I know, bro. Oh, I know, bro. Like, the hook you,
the
me and you got in the works. That last one, not my shit, but yours. Oh, they gonna find out you your type of music up depending on your mood, or they gonna find out, you know. And it's one. Before I jump into the next caller, yo. On another note, Penn, like, yo, who would think years later, after going to school with each other as little knuckleheads, you would be sitting on my show, and I would have the privilege of getting to interview you and be able to get the people to, you know about you that I know, like, and get the same, like, damn, this man is really talented. Yo, how does it feel? Like, this shit is crazy to me, honestly, to get to interview somebody that I personally know was doing music since we were kids.
Yeah, it's crazy to me, too, bro. It's just like, you know how life just spins you around, you know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, it's probably, all right, passing, boom, boom, see you kicking, blah, blah, blah. I mean, but that was a whole different time. Now we older, things change, we went through experiences and this and that, and it's coming, you know, full circle, coming back around, you know what I'm saying? But it's just, you know, it's a different feeling. We knew each other as kids, now we know each other as men, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a different vibe, you know what I'm saying? Like I said before, I appreciate it, bro. I really appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? Like,
man,
real recognize people being able to hear my music. You know what I'm saying? So that's what all I want. All I want to be heard. I never did nothing to try to get no deals or nothing like that. It was always for passion, and I want people to hear my music. You never know, like, somebody might, you know, get
you came
to me,
the right place.
Might brought up, you know what I'm saying?
You came to the right place. This is Backwoods TV, bro. We home of the independent artists, bro. For the record, radio in general, we are about the independent artists, and this is beautiful that you can help somebody as well as, you know, learn a little bit about them in the process. Like, it's an amazing film. So with that said, yo, we gonna go ahead and jump into a caller and let them tap in with you, because the line's lit right now, brother man. So people wanna see what's up with you. No caller. Mm. Where you from? What you do? State your name.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, kind of. Yo, what it do, King Kush? Money in a building. Yeah, what's going on with it?
What's going on? What up?
What's going on, fellas, man? Just here, you know, kick back, relax, enjoying the show and the music.
Absolutely. Hey, Kush, let me go ahead and properly let you introduce yourself to my guest, Penn Franklin. This is a person I've known since I was a child, and this is a very good friend of mine, a very talented artist, and hopefully y'all can get to work together in the future. But tell them a little bit about what you're doing, and I'm going to let you go ahead and tap in with them.
Oh, you said that's not right. Yes. I'm sorry.
Already, man. King Kush Money every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time, man. We got the control room where you guys can call in and control the last 15 minutes of the show. Let's see, we have a lot of fun. Playing another dope independent artists globally from all over the world. Excuse me. We at McDonald's ordering our food. So make sure y'all stay tuned. And I take a Coke as well.
Oh, and for his drinking.
You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all stay tuned with your boy, man. King Kush Money every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time, man. Oh, man, I had a dope show last night, man. I had Skipper in the building, Big Fats in the building. Yeah, man, it's been a dope show last night, man. So many dope shows on the way. Yes, indeed, man, yes, indeed. So Luke's big boss player, man, West Coast, California, in the building.
Yes, sir, my second home, I love Cali. Y'all were good to me, and y'all my second home forever. You know, y'all show the Jersey boys some love, so it's always love back from Jersey to Cali. Yo, Kush, I have an R&B legend in the making on the lines, bro. He is a legend. He is a legend in the making. He is a hard. If you think I work hard, Kush, you know me personally, brother, man. This man works double-digit harder than what I work. When I'm asleep, he's still up working. Tap in.
Yeah, no, that's
real tough, bro, man. You know what? Man, that first track, I wouldn't mind hearing that back, man. It was definitely some passion put into that craft. You know, I was seeing you speak on it. And, man, you know what I'm saying? So, and I feel like you, bro, when you be saying, like, you really don't have a type of kind of music, you know, you just basically... I mean, you know, you listen to opera, you know, R&B, rock and roll, country.
Yeah.
Music is music.
Whatever touched my soul, man.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Those are the true musicians of the world, man. So salute to you, brother. Keep doing your thing, and I won't mind hearing that track. Run it back, like gospel.
Hey, I'm definitely shoot my SoundCloud up right now. And I took my albums off of... Apple Music and Spotify and all that for distribution, really, but it's going to get reposted back up soon. But my new album coming out soon, too, but I'm going to just give you my SoundCloud link my name on SoundCloud or whatever, because that's where some of my music is, you know what I'm saying? That track is definitely on there, though, you know what I'm saying? So I'll shoot that out there, my Instagram and everything, so whoever want to tap in, I'm saying, you know what's going on. I'll start my Instagram. My IG is truly iconic music, so it's truly _iconic_music. You know what I'm saying? That's my Instagram. I mean, it's my music page. And whenever I got some fire that I'm working on or some fire is about to come out, I put samples out there, let them know it's on the way. So, I mean, if you want to keep in tune with me musically, that's where you need to be. You know what I'm saying? And as far as tracks that's out, and I'm saying it's just like SoundCloud, I put light tracks up there. I ain't really too heavy with the songs on SoundCloud anymore because, you know, it ain't that much money in that, you know what I'm saying? It's still a business at the end of the day. But, and I got to give them what they want, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
SoundCloud is just Penn Franklin.
SoundCloud myself, man, and I kind of took it down, you know what I'm saying, a while back.
Yeah,
I probably had like 10 tracks on there.
A lot of that stuff coming off, too. But Penn Franklin, just P-E-N Franklin, that's it, SoundCloud, man. You know what I'm saying? That's my SoundCloud, yeah. Penn Franklin.
Now, y'all already heard the fucking vibe. Kush Money just spoke. Like, it really ain't nothing to say. Hey, yo, Flop, bruh. I need that first one back from the beginning. You gotta give it a play.
Mama prep talking a homicide. This ain't right, it's this life. Hold your loved ones tight, get your shit right. Sad days, couple bad days. Trying to release the grass off my pathways. It's like we're living in the last days. It's like we're living in the last days. Don't you, no, don't you take this love for granted. Cause it might not be. Trying to figure out how this came about. Everything was word of mouth. Hit my cousin like what they talking about. Got me fucked up, ready to air it out. Then I found out you was with him. Called out on the family and nobody wanna pick up. Now I'm tripping. You my fucking nigga. Cousin is the title, but this shit is fucking bigger. The way I'm feeling, but if I see him, mama, if I see him, mama. Get up, we gon' get up, and we gon' step up, pour some liquor for. Don't you, no, don't you take this love for granted, cause it might not be here tomorrow. Don't you, no, don't you take this life for granted, cause it might not be here tomorrow.
Have a moment of silence for my brother Mike Price. Rest in peace.
I'm
21 summer shit. And we still outside. Yeah.
Cause I know every time I get around you, I get nervous. Just scratching the surface, I know you're still hurting. Last nigga was insecure. I love you for sure. Love is worth fighting for. That nice skin, long hair, pretty ass smile. Got that nice skin, type to make a nigga go wild. I heard a few cups of liquor. Come push up on a nigga, put that pussy on the nigga. Fuck you to the rhythm. This is a song, for real, no doubt. Tongue in your mouth, lay your body down, girl. Legs in the air, let the ceiling see your feet. We in the sheet, let me fuck you to the rhythm of the beat, 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 beat.
You can fall in love cause I'm like that, bring that ass right back. Tryna get to licking on the kitty, kinda hungry, you a light snack. Know you love it when I bite back, like that daytime of a nightcap. Ass up, face down from the back back. Look me in my eyes and you love that, love that. Tryna be hard but you love that. Staring at your booty, let me rub that. Staring at your booty, let me rub that. Ass up, face down from the back back. Look me in my eyes and you love that. Tryna be hard but you love that. Staring at your booty, let me rub that. This is a song, for real, no doubt. Tongue in your mouth, lay your body down, girl. Legs in the air, let the ceiling see your feet. We in the sheet, let me fuck you to the rhythm of the beat, 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 beat.
Y'all already know the fucking vibe. Backwoods TV for the record radio. Your whole Semi Sayonara. I'm chilling. I just be chilling like I be chilling. Y'all already know the fucking vibes. Home of the independent artists. Home of the independent business owners. Black entrepreneurs. Y'all know what we do here. We lit. I got my boy motherfucking Penn Franklin in the building. When I say bro been dropping heat all fucking show, bro been dropping heat all fucking show. So, callers, this is what we about to do. I'm going to give y'all a chance to tap in with him. But we are on time. I'm sorry that the show ran a little longer. But when you got this much talent on your stage, you got to kind of get this shit, as much of it out as you can. So I'm going to give the callers a chance real quick. Say what's up to the boy. Shout him out. See what he tapped into. And we're going to move on to the next caller. So with that said, Penn, what's good, though?
Shut up, man. You know, I'm just trying to ride, bro. Trying to
bro,
ride, man.
That beat, beat.
Hearing my mixes and stuff, bro, like as much time to put into it, it might not be the best, but I really feel, you know what I'm saying, I feel good about what I'm hearing. Like, it's my first time hearing it outside of my speakers and stuff like that. So, you know, it's just,
man, yo. You pat yourself on the back. That's what happens when you're working, bro. That's the best part about it. And you humble at that. Like, and when you humble and you hungry, yo, that's a dangerous combination. But also, it's an enticing combination because it draws in people to you because that energy. So, with that said, bro, we gonna give the callers a chance to tap in with you. We gonna let them speak for about a minute or two with you, and we gonna try and push you because the lines are lit right now. So we want to give everybody a chance to talk to you, and then I'm going to let you shout your social media out, give everybody a chance to find you and how they're going to tap in with you, and then we're going to fade it out with the final. And that's how we're going to do it tonight. So with that said, caller, where you from? What you do? State your name.
Yo, yo, yo. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, all right. It's your boy D, Devin, Devilino. If niggas don't know who this is, it's one of the main callers I call just about every day.
Yes, sir. Devin, what's poppin', brother?
I'm chilling, you know. Tonight, you know, I've been listening to the tracks, you know. You definitely got some hits that I've been hearing and everything. I got to, you know, get more in tune with you. I'm probably try to get your social media more and everything, see what's up with you. And we're like, yeah, I wouldn't mind doing more because if you don't know already, like Fly Gaza and all them know, Put a Record Radio know, Roger, you know, as well. Not only do I call every day, you know, I'm a battle rapper as well. I have a battle rap league, but what I really want to get to is we could network. We could do a lot of things because I'm a manager. I'm a promoter. I got tons of connections. I can get you events. I can get you shows. I can get you whatever you need, man. So definitely could link up. Definitely could link up. So, yeah.
You got to take care of my brother, yo. You got to take care of my brother, Dad. No cat, real shit with this one. Like, this is my day one brother. And I've known this man for 20 plus years, and he's always been a humble, talented man. Like, I'm trying to do is get his voice out there. That's it, bro. So I'm glad you seen something you liked on that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You got some joints. You know, shout out to you. Shout out to everybody. Keep, you know, bump this guy. Check him out. And do all that. Normally, I get on here and talk my stuff and do shout outs and rap and everything and do all that, you know. But I'm gonna let you had a fun tonight, and you know, I'm always calling and spitting bars and everything. But I done had me a tough day myself, so I just wanted to get on the line and just do a little quick thing, and I'll let everybody else go ahead and do them.
Well, yeah, make tomorrow better than yesterday.
Definitely.
With that said, see, there's always love on there. Yo, fuck with him, Penn. Like, Dev is a humble dude, and he definitely does what he does, and he's real good at what he does.
Radio.
So tap in with him. I'm definitely going to link y'all two together. He's a personal friend of my boy Flock died, and he was introduced to me, and Dev has called every show I've had. So respect to him, brother, man. Yo, how you feeling tonight, Penn? How you feeling about everything, the energy, the love, the atmosphere about the results and feedback you're getting so far? How you feeling, brother?
I mean, it feels good, man. That's what I'm doing it for, you know what I'm saying? Make sure, you know, people like what they're hearing. I'm just keep producing them, and that's it. I mean, just keep going, man. I could do this.
Yes,
I really feel like I could do this forever, man. I'd be 60 years old making beats for somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
same here.
Yeah,
hey, yo, we're going to go ahead and
take
We gonna go ahead and jump in. We got two more callers for you, brother man. We gonna go ahead and jump in. We gonna tap in with the next caller. Caller, state your name, where you from, what you do.
Yo, 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 you know the fuck this is. What's up, my boy? It's your boy Hayden the fucking great, aka OG Savage, aka Mr. Motherfucking for the record himself. What's going on, my dude? What's going on, Penn Frank? What's going on? How y'all doing today?
Going on, man. Chilling.
What up, Haiti,
man?
Thank
y'all for tuning in to my man's show, man. You know, we do this shit every Thursday. You know, this is Haiti the Great. I got my own show called The Great Boss. So to anybody that's tuning in right now, y'all tune in every Sunday, 8 p.m. Central to 9 p.m. Central to The Great Boss Show. And come speak to Best Boss, whatever boss. But July 18th, we got a cash prize going on. Me and my buddy Burns going crazy, man. I'm just letting y'all know, man. Is going down. So anybody in the city and doing their thing, July 18th, get there, man. It's going to be going down, man. It's Hayes the Great, a.k.a. OG Savage, man. Shout-Rack in the motherfucking building, man. I come to Fishing Boss, Snow Pen, Frank, how we doing? Shout-Rack, baby.
All right.
Tap in with him, Penn. Like, this another OG that I fuck with heavy, yo. It's hitters on the show, yo. Number hitters come through. It's all love on the show. Haiti is one of them. He been to every show, just like I said with Dev. He been to every show. Hades tapped in every show, and his show itself is lit as hell on a Sunday.
Yeah.
So, yo, tap in with him, bro. Like, everybody I'm introducing you tonight is some very good people that they see the same thing and the same vision and what I see as far as what you trying to do and what you trying to, you know, paint as far as for the people. So we see that vision, and we just ultimately be that extra push, brother, man. These some good people you being introduced to tonight, and the love is real. So I appreciate Haiti as usual, bro. Like I said, I'm going to plug you and Penn together.
You know,
everybody
you know what?
Yeah,
I'm going to shoot my
Instagram one more time.
I got to spit some balls for Penn Frank, man. You know what I'm saying? I know it's kind of late in the show. I'm going to get a quick 16, man. Is it okay with y'all, brother?
Hey, my guest got the floor. That's completely up to my guest, brother, man.
Is it okay with you guys, too, bro? Is somebody trying to respond for you, baby?
Yeah,
absolutely.
You
got the floor,
A. I say, Penn Frank, you know, hey, the great do it. Point blank. Hit a nigga straight in his face. I won't thank. You know, back in Sat Rack, you got to think different. Fucking with Hayden, boy, your mind thinks different. I'm not a nigga off the pivot. I'm all about the money, man. Penn Frank and Sat. Rack for racks like YC. Ask God and my boy, Penn. I'm a real OG. Colossi bag to peed up a nigga way sailed to sea. What up, my nigga? Devil Leo, they ain't give you a chance to go hard. See, but I'm going to go hard like I had a biography on you, big super hard. See, I'm going stupid. Phil Dax couldn't call this. Motherfucking 2-3, I'm in the zone. I'm going ruthless like I know Easy Mim. Back up, boy, my bars go high. You look Easy Mim. You look Urkel bars, nigga. I can make a nigga breathe and stop like he's a true tip. Don't even trip. Let me go ham on a nigga. Fuck, I can get a bam on a nigga. Up that foot to get the blam on a nigga. Talking that shit, you a ham on a nigga. Shit, I play around on the beat. Talk that shit like you wanted with me. I swear to God. I put so many holes in his chest, this nigga look like a true religion button up. Niggas, most niggas get fucked up. Swear to God, I tell little muscle, he can't catch up. I go hard on the nigga, man. I'm a so deaf like I was the boy Dupree. Swear to God, when I up some blow at everybody, I leave hella debris. Me and my niggas come to Shine Rack, go crazy on anybody, you see. In any state, they know Shine Rack going crazy, you see. But let me calm it down, tell them what it's all about. All about it for the record, nigga. We do this shit 7 days a week. Holla at my boy Cook. You can control the 15 minutes. I let my boy Gaza any day. That's 7 days a week. I can get hotter. Nobody do it hotter than me. I'm just playing around on the beat like I found some chick in my sheet. I go stupid every time I get on the beat. Niggas is washed up like they came from the cleaners, you see. I leave a nigga stressed out like an old school crease. Plain and simple, man. Y'all know what it is. Haiti the Great, man. Fucking around with you, man. I ain't going to go too stupid tonight.
Y'all already know this shit, Haiti. You already know this shit, my nigga. You know the fucking vibes. You already know. And I, God bless you for coming through on another show, yo. I appreciate the love you show. It's much appreciated. And like I said, this is a close friend of mine and a very talented artist and the first R&B artist on my show. So tap the fuck in. You know, continue to listen. He gonna shout his social media out. Definitely fuck with him, yo. He do hooks, all that good shit. Like I said, he's a talented artist.
Well, I appreciate that, man.
Hey,
I love y'all, man. Boy, y'all paying
already, man. Appreciate the love, bro.
Man, like you said, man, it's real good to see y'all doing y'all thing. Back to y'all brothers, you know. One of my buddies called from the joint, you know what I'm saying? And that we ain't been talking in a minute, so, man, that's real talk. I got a joint call on my show. I would like to tell everybody that tuned in tonight, we really appreciate y'all tuning in for this for the record shit, because we got up, as God would say. And, man, we all we got, man. I'm going to tell them something like this. You ain't with us.
Absolutely, yo. I appreciate you. And we got our final call of the night. We about to jump this shit off the proper way.
Yeah, just remember my IG is Truly_Iconic_Music. Truly_Iconic_Music the spaces, you feel me? Truly_Iconic_Music. That's my music page. And get with me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can we get that last caller? I get my last caller.
Yo, 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 what's going on? It's Christopher L. Cheney, founder and creator of Worldwide Collaboration. I want to give a major shout out to my boy Flock Gaza for the record radio. What's going on? What's going on? Where the world movement beyond thousands of movements and talents put together all about representing each other's movements. What up?
What it do, my guy? How you doing? What's good? Welcome back to the show.
Hell yeah, brother. You know how I do. I like to bring that energy.
Yes,
how's
sir.
Everyone
yes,
doing
sir.
Tonight?
I'm doing
well. How you guys
well,
doing?
I'm doing well,
oh,
brother,
yeah.
man.
Hell yeah, I just want to give a major shout out to everyone, everyone tuned in, everyone getting on call. Much love to everybody. No matter what, never give up, and I would love to request Blessed to Be.
Well, we actually doing it a little different on this show. I got an R&B segment tonight, brother, man. I got an R&B segment, and we get back to that normal stuff. This Thursday, this was my first R&B segment. I got a R&B icon coming up in the world, and this man is definitely the most talented R&B singer I've heard in a long time and has the potential to take it very far. So I hope you've been tapped in all state all night. This gentleman has been dropping fucking hit after hit all night, and I ain't heard that since Kel. So shout out to my boy Ken Franklin on that.
Yeah, can we play Penn Franklin?
All right, we're going to go ahead. We got that request on the way out. We definitely got that request on the way out because the show is about to end. We definitely going to end it with some Penn Franklin. So I'm going to go ahead and give you that request. But before we go, I want to give first you a chance to shout your social media out, and then I want to bring my boy Penn Franklin on the show back onto the air, and I want to ask him one final question, give him a chance to shout out to social media out so that everybody can tap in. And we're going to go ahead and drop that Penn Franklin to go out.
All right. Go to WWCFam.com. That's our website. And then you can also go on facebook.com/worldwide collaboration. We're also Worldwide Collaboration on Instagram.
Absolutely.
And much love. I appreciate it. Definitely shout outs to the guests. Much love, brother. Hit me up, Chris Felicini. Let's network.
Yes, I will.
Absolutely.
Thank you for bringing me in.
Thanks, Chris, for holding the line tonight, and I see you next Thursday as usual. You already know Backwoods TV for the record radio, home of the independent artists and independent business owners. You know what we do here. Frank, before you get out of here, brother man, one, I want to thank you for an incredible show and helping me make history because I've never had an R&B artist on my show. So I want to first thank you and God for that.
Thank you, brother. You already know. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, bro. And you want to go ahead and tell the people where they can find you at and how they can tap in with what you got going on before we get out of here?
Yes, Penn Franklin, PENFRANKLIN. That's my SoundCloud. That's how you search me on Apple Music, Spotify, Google Music, Amazon Music, Tidal, all major platforms, you know what I'm saying? What else? My Instagram, Truly_iconic_music. I mean, plug me in there. On that page, you'll find all my latest music, samples of it, or what's about to come, you know what I'm saying? That's pretty much it. I mean, you want to follow my music, that's where you follow with that. Right now, I just want to get into this last song. It's One Step, you know what I'm saying? It's my latest single. It's on all major platforms, you know what I'm saying? It's another banger, you know what I'm saying? It's another summer joint. I call them summer joints. I mean, it's more feel-good music to me, you know what I'm saying? So just tap into that. I mean, download that, all major platforms. I mean, stream that. What's up? Ben Franklin.
Yes, sir. Callers, I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight and showing me love and, more importantly, my guest, Penn Franklin. I want to thank everybody for tapping in every Thursday with me. Y'all know how we do. I never disappoint. So I want to thank everybody once again for coming through the Backwoods TV tonight for the record radio. A very special shout-outs to my boy Flock Guys behind the ones and twos. My boy always holding it down. That never changes. Shout-outs to Kush Money for coming through. Make sure y'all tap in with the control room on Wednesdays where y'all can control the last 15 minutes. Make sure you tap in with Haley the Great on motherfucking Sundays. Only show you know will be lit on a Sunday. So with that said, everybody enjoy your night and y'all have a safe weekend and an even better Friday. And we gonna go out this bitch with One Step for my boy Penn Franklin. Flock, what up? Let me get that, brother man.
I don't know if I fell in love with you or fell in love. love is love, but what is love? Is this really us? We gotta take one step. No need to rush. If it's up, then it's gonna be up. But we gotta take one step. Love is love, but what is love? Is this really us? We gotta take one step. One step. One step, baby, take it one step. One step, we gon' take it one step. One step at a time. I got a bad bitch, she got a bad temper. She keep a bag with her. Your shorty's a bad getter. I said shorty's a bad getter. Get to the bag with her. She can do better by herself. Rather do bad with her. No cap, she be lit, ayy. BBS is on the wrist, ayy. But she do it on the pole. She can do it on the dick, ayy. Yeah, the money automatic. I be starting out of habit. Boomed up in a method. All this money gotta have it. All this money gotta have it. When you fuckin' with a bad bitch, swervin' in and out of traffic. Turn a nigga to a savage. Turn a nigga to a savage. All stop living lavish. All stop living lavish. Yeah, it's me and my bad bitch. You know what it is. Check out the chumps, check out the wrist, yeah. She on my lap, licking the lips, swinging her lips, yeah. See me and my bitch, yeah. Me and my bitch, yeah. See me and my bitch, yeah. Me and my bitch, yeah. You know what it is. Drop top in the summer, gotta tear the roof off, that's fast. D-Funk in the backwoods, it's smoking good, that's fast. They would say, you mean what to say, you messed that on that. Color scheme on the benzo, with the crime black on black. Me and shorty be ballin', she wanna the pussy be callin'. Then I pick it up like I'm all in now. Open up, then I'm fallin' out, damn. Open up, then I'm fallin' out, damn. Now I'm in now,